This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 6:07 and the sun is up.
Happy Monday.
Thank you so much, Morgan. I didn't even need that today. I'm so excited for Monday. God, I couldn't wait for it to get here. It's like, God, what is this BS Saturday night stuff? F off.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Hey, the Secret Show, speaking of that, we did one on Friday. That was a good one. A couple bad advices in there. And we talked about the bases and the way the kids think of the bases. It's just, everything's changed. The kids are so much more savvy. They know so much more stuff. So they get to stuff a lot earlier. You can listen to that on the Odyssey app.
It's so funny when I'm telling my experience and I look at it as a grown-up, I think, this couldn't sound any more stupid. And yet this is what
we're up to.
Boy
right.
In the middle of summer was up to. I don't even
Long
know if
days.
I was a teen
Let's
yet. I might have been 12.
Right. Good times.
Yeah, you got to go listen to it to know, because I'm not going to tell that story again. But
no,
it's ridiculous.
And Bryn, I mean, I was actually amazed at how old he was at when some one thing happened to him in his life.
Cone.
Oh. I didn't say anything. I'm just saying people should go listen to last week's Secret Show. So we've done a few of these in this Secret Show version 2.0, and you can find them on Odyssey. Just type in Sarah and Vinny or Secret Show. It pops right up, or anywhere you get your podcast from. Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Alice973 Instagram page. Follow the Alice973 Instagram account and see what's happening on the station. Our clips of the day. You can see me, like, I was Frosty the Snowman last week. I should have known that was going up. V Hale's happy, never-ending happy hour. And our little Janie in the afternoon. She's always posting up there at the Alice973 Instagram. It's a fun follow. Go check it out.
Follow me. Everything is all right.
All right.
I'll be the one to tuck you in at night.
Yep. Watch. We'll do it. Just look at us last thing, and it's like we're tucking you in. I'm going to start with a death. Clarence Williams III. He was Link on the Mod Squad, which I don't... that show was... I think
Before
I was
my
only...
time.
Well, it was till 73. So you were just a little boy, but I must have been watching it in reruns, because I would have only been like 7, you know, by the time it ended. And I watched the Mod Squad.
Oh,
like,
you did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I never saw it.
I loved that. It was sort of a TV detective, but they were extra cool. They were the Mod Squad, man. And Link on the Mod Squad.
Okay, the Mod Squad.
There they are. Peggy Lipton, there she is. I loved her. So cool. And there they are.
Oh, what happened to her? Why is she falling over?
I don't know. I'm not sure what's happening.
So weird.
And here they go. They're out. They're getting Peggy out. There's Link on the right. So rest in peace, Clarence Williams III, Link on the Mod Squad. He has passed away at 81. He was nominated for a Tony, born in Harlem, appeared on the big screen in Purple Rain, Sugar Hill, Half Baked, and Tales from the Hood. So good. Very Mission Impossible sound and music. That kind of, you know, heavy horns. It's good. Like, you can tell there, that's drama. Oh no! And then what happened? Good. As one soul passes, another one arrives on Earth. Meghan Markle gave birth to the Queen's 11th great-grandchild on Friday. Yeah. Well, welcome to the family. Your parents are the scourge of the royal family. I hope you're happy with yourself.
Prince Harry. Is this baby welcomed to the family?
Well, they actually did do a welcome for it, so I mean, it's not the baby's fault that the parents are such jerks.
Is that just PR? I mean, I know that's their whole thing is PR, but
yes.
They've clearly fumbled so many times where they're like, we must get this right. Let's get some black people in here and have them help us do this so we don't botch this again.
I didn't see any black people in the announcement, you know. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle had a little girl. So they have a 2-year-old boy named Archie, and then they have a little girl, and her name is Lilibet Diana Mountbatten Windsor. We'll be calling her Lily for short.
Lilibet.
Lilibet is a nickname that Elizabeth had growing up. So they actually named her after the Queen.
Very nice.
And they named her after Harry and
that's
Charles.
That's a dagger in the back.
Yes, a little.
You've
right.
been mean,
we left.
And we will kill you with kindness. Here's a knife in your back, Lilibet.
Harry and William's mom, obviously, was Diana. So Lilibet Diana.
Oh.
Just. Mountbatten Windsor. I don't even know what their last name was. Lily is her name. They said, she is more than we could have ever imagined. And we remain grateful for the love and prayers we've felt from across the globe. Thank you for your continued kindness and support during this very special time for our family. That's Harry's talking right there. So Lily is named after Queen Elizabeth. Her family nickname is Lilibet. She's the Queen's 11th great-grandchild. Harry and Meghan also have a 2-year-old son, blah, blah, blah. The royal family tweeted, because royal families do that now. They tweet, congratulations to the Duke and Duchess of Sussex on the birth of Lilibet Diana. The Queen, the Prince of Wales, the Duchess of Cornwall, and the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge are delighted with the news. The news.
I thought they ripped their titles.
You know, so did I, Vin. Don't
all
ask
right.
of me.
Well,
they congratulated
them. Again, with the PR problem they've got. So, you know, maybe they needed to just slide those back in the under the cover of darkness when no one was looking.
I don't know. I enjoy it, but I don't pretend to understand it completely. It's just is what it is. Prince William and Kate Middleton said they are, quote, wishing them all well at this special time. That's it. One sentence. We're wishing them all well at this special time. Period. No, actually, even from the palace, they actually put an exclamation point into their announcement, but not his brother and sister-in-law.
You mean the social media department did, right?
Right, exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what's weird about that, and maybe this is just too far into the weeds, but because we do so much reading of our interactions now, an exclamation mark is an important difference between.
Oh yes,
it's strange if you get good morning and it doesn't have an exclamation point. You kind of go, uh oh, what's wrong?
Good morning.
Like
it's like when you write yay with a period after it. Yay.
A trip because you would never have spent this much time writing to your friends.
Right. It's difficult to infer dynamics in written word. Like you're kind of putting your own mood onto it and the inflection isn't always obvious. So I think we go a little bit overboard with if I write yay, period, I know you're going to get my vibe. But if I write yay, exclamation point, you're going to, that's a real yay,
right.
Not an ironic yay.
Right. No, there's definitely,
sarcastic
it's interesting
yay.
That you saying they added an exclamation mark to the thing. You go, oh, okay. Well,
it actually stuck out to me. I thought,
right?
Oh, the palace put an exclamation point in here. Let me see if I can find the exact line that they put that. Oh, just congratulations to the Duke and Duchess of Sussex on the birth of Lilibet Diana! Exclamation point. And then the rest of it has a period after. But Kate and William go, wishing them all well at this special time. Period.
Oh, icy.
So just right. It was icy.
Frosty.
Yeah. Anyway, congrats. That's great that they have a little girl and that they've escaped the palace.
My point, I guess, is how embarrassing it is now that we are looking for exclamation marks, or we think this is, like you just said, are you being ironic? Are you, is something wrong? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
What happened? Pathetic.
Yep. It is really true. I mean, we can upset an apple cart with one wrong punctuation mark in our emailed correspondence or Twitter spot or whatever. Uh-huh. Drake and Josh, are you familiar?
Drake and Josh, never heard of them.
Drake and Josh was a big show in like the 2000s.
Oh, I was busy.
Yeah, it was the only reason I have any knowledge of this show is my kids were super fans.
Oh,
Drake and Josh.
The theme song's really popular.
Oh, is it so?
Yeah,
the theme song.
Is this YouTube or is this a television show?
Nickelodeon.
Okay.
So simple, but I found a way.
Popular with Nicole, that's for sure.
No, well, maybe my generation, but
look
the minute you play that song.
Bopping and singing along to it. What just happened?
Oh, here comes
well,
the
it's
chorus.
Funny because I always think, oh, here it is.
It's gonna take some time to realize.
Yeah, I remember this.
And is this Josh or is this Greg that's Drake. Singing?
Drake. It's Drake. He's an aspiring singer on the show.
I like that Drake too.
He's like a friend who moved in with his buddy Josh's family, right? What is it?
Drake's
then?
Mom was a single mom and Josh's dad was a single dad and they started dating and got married and then they moved in.
So now they're stepbrothers.
It's a blended family. Mm. Yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't pay that much
attention.
Based in
San Diego.
It was, I think of iCarly when I think of this show.
Because it was the spinoff.
They were on at like kind of the same time. It was a Nickelodeon show, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the show was big. I mean, you know, with the kids as shows are and they pass us. But the only reason I know about it is because my kids watched it.
You don't make it like
it.
That anymore.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Seems like I've seen that show a million times. Well, anyway, yeah. Vinny, I'm not surprised you missed it. You didn't have little kids. Why would you be watching Nickelodeon?
Right.
So, but I knew when I saw it, I was like, I'll bet you anything that Nicole's all over this. Because even though you're a couple years older than my kids, but not much.
Well, Drake came from, both Drake and Josh came from the Amanda Show with Amanda Bynes.
Oh.
That was on
Nickelodeon. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
I think maybe that was before your kids' time, but
yes, I
was
I
really
so.
Into the Amanda Show. And then once that ended, they got their own show, Drake and Josh.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Boy, they really, these kids were cute. Let's put them over
Yeah, they
here.
Keep doing that.
Why wouldn't they? Let's keep this ball rolling.
Yeah.
It's a good formula.
So Drake is now older. I don't know how old he is, but he's got to be in his 30s.
Okay. Because
I would say he was 16 to 18 or so at the height of that show. 34 years old. All right. His name is Drake Bell. And he has had some songs. Like he was a recording artist, is a recording artist. It's just that now he's changed his name to Drake Campana. And he's a star in Mexico, apparently.
Oh,
but
good
that
for
is,
him.
Yeah, that this isn't exactly where the story goes, though. The bad news is, he was arrested in Ohio last week on two charges, attempted child endangerment and disseminating matter harmful to juveniles. So he allegedly had an inappropriate interaction with a 15-year-old girl at a Cleveland concert back in 2017. So this is several years back that this allegation is coming from. And he sent her inappropriate social media messages for months leading up to this concert. He pleaded not guilty and was released on a $2,500 bond, but he's got to go to court later this month over Zoom for a pretrial hearing. His lawyer said all facts will be revealed in a courtroom on Zoom. The weird thing is that he has been releasing music in Spanish under the name Drake Campana, and I'm like, he has? So I look it up, and the title of this story, this is from Bustle.com, I guess. Drake Bell is a pop star in Mexico and absolutely no one knew. Like, it's just come to light. I think
I saw this like a year ago.
You did?
It came on TikTok, and I thought it was fake. I thought it was a fake story, so I was like, oh, whatever. And so I just kept scrolling. But I guess it's real.
You said TikTok almost under your breath.
Yeah, I know. I did.
TikTok.
Guess where? Where'd you see that?
On TikTok.
But his deal is that he's got, and I think these are part, Bryn looked this up because I'm like, you got to find this Drake. Because I guess, does Campana mean bell in Spanish?
I thought it was, I think it's really random. So I don't think so.
We'll look that up. Anyway, he's changed his name. I'm looking at an ID card, a voter. This looks like a voting card where his name is Drake Campana, and it gives his address and everything.
Maybe that's his real last name, and Bell was his.
Oh, maybe
working.
It means
name.
Campaign.
Campana.
That's the first thing that pops.
That's
up.
What I thought, but I was like, maybe it does mean.
Yeah, they're saying Drake it campaign. Means Bell on this, but maybe they just didn't bother to look it up.
Anyway, so he's been busted for flirting with underage kids,
yes.
Or worse. Is
and
it worse?
There's a well, it, that's bad enough, right?
No, it shows what he's into for sure. Unless, of course, this is a person he wasn't able to. What's the term? Vet and make sure that she's of age. I don't know. I don't know what you're doing that for. Personally, I think it's disgusting. But there's, in a room full of dudes. What's the percentage that want to be with someone who's young? I don't know. There is one. There is a percentage for
definitely.
Sure, right?
Well, and that's, I'm sure he had teeny boppers all over him when he was a child star.
You remember Vanessa?
And that's what he likes.
Vanessa Ann Hutchins from High School Musical. Remember when her nude photos got leaked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were sent to him. Those were meant for him.
Oh, he was her girlfriend. He was her boyfriend.
Something like that. So when that whole scandal happened, those photos were meant for him. She emailed them to him. And then his rep's like, oh, no, Drake never received them. I'm like, probably, because she was dating Zac Efron at the time.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
I remember it because it was in between High School Musical 2 and High School Musical 3.
What?
And she had to take a pay cut because of her scandal.
Oh!
Pay cut? You'd think she'd get a raise for that.
Right. People actually care about you now.
Yeah, but I thought it was random that it went to him, but I don't know. Everything seems to be connecting the dots because he was older than her.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, your storyline for him is not legit, though, because, yes, when I was 16, I loved 16-year-old girls. Then I got older, and I loved girls my own age the rest of my life. So it's not acceptable, Drake.
Oh, completely agreed. He's got another girl coming out of his past. Because this, whatever happened with him and this 15-year-old was back in 2017. But he's got a girlfriend. They started dating in 06 and broke up in 08. And she just over, I think it was last summer, August of 2020, she accused him of verbal and physical abuse. She's an ex-girlfriend named Melissa Lingefelt. She made the accusations on TikTok. But Bell refuted her claims. Anyway, he seemingly changed his identity and is planting roots in Mexico. Do you have a Spanish language song for me?
I think he sounds great.
Sure. Congrats on reinventing yourself. Certainly.
This is Drake Bell. I just looked him up. First
Drake
of all.
Drake Campana. Yeah, that's him right there.
I shouldn't say what I was about to say, so never mind. But he doesn't look Spanish at all. That's right.
No. He's not.
Right.
He's not. I will say, it looks like he's dyed his hair darker. A lot darker.
He used to be red.
Yeah. He had like kind of lighter colored hair, and now he's... Hey, look, I have no problem with him deciding to sing Spanish language songs. It's the 15-year-old I got a problem with.
But that's what I heard is why he moved to Mexico was so he wouldn't get arrested for this.
Oh, well, he was turned up in Ohio and they picked him up.
Yeah. He's an Orange County kid, too.
Is that where he's from originally?
They say he's born in Newport Beach, yeah.
I think there's something going on with him because a couple years ago when his co-star Josh got married, he wasn't invited. But it was a small wedding.
Scandalous.
Like, Josh didn't invite a lot of the co-stars he had. It was a very small, intimate wedding, and he just went off the deep end on Twitter.
Oh, he
just pulled calling him out on everything in life. And so I'm like, is he okay? They he's reconnected. Not okay. And they're cool now, I guess. But I just thought that was...
I'm sure they're cool.
Like,
now,
yeah. Josh even sent me a statement. I'm sorry his feelings are hurt, but it was a wedding of 15 or 20.
Right.
So...
Sorry, but bro, you didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
On Twitter, we want you and your entourage coming down there.
We're only plus best friends on TV.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Get with the program.
Exactly.
We work together. Knock it off.
Right. We were fine as co-workers. Anyway,
I don't like this guy.
You don't like him?
Nope, I'm not into him.
Well, I mean, you know, you hear some stuff and you go, not for me. Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Logan Paul, they fought over the weekend. They went a full, completely unexciting 8 rounds. And there were problems. Bryn, you paid for this, Bryn?
No, we tried to pay for it, but by the time we got on, it was... It was down. The entire app was down. The TV little...
Showtime had a real problem.
It was a big problem. So I looked it up as we were searching. We couldn't get on because it was, you know, it was kind of a bummer.
So you were going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. And so everybody
on Twitter
was going crazy.
Do you think it was because so many people wanted to buy it? Or what would have shut that thing down like that?
That they had so many people trying to log on at the same time. And towards, I don't know. Maybe 7 o'clock, as probably in the middle of the entire show, people were saying, oh, they just gave up. Forget about it. So I had to watch it after the fact on YouTube.
Did watch it?
I ended up watching it because somebody posted it immediately, but it was not up. Like, that's really bad on a Showtime. Because and a lot of people were saying, I paid for it and I can't get it.
Give me my money back. Give me my money back. Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't even mention this because everything I read and all the talking heads that I see, you know, sports wise, they're like, this is an event. Yes, it's an event, but it is not sanctioned by any boxing. There's no
title.
They're not going to judge it. There won't be any cards like as far as who wins or loses. If someone gets knocked out, then you've got a winner. Otherwise, there's no winner.
Exactly.
Yeah, they actually don't even say in the story they went 8 rounds, and it's Floyd, they say, dominated, but that's not really saying much. He never went in for the kill. It was...
He doesn't do that, but that's his way.
Fans started booing toward the end of the eighth when they realized nobody was going to hit the canvas. He danced around, threw a few punches, and collected his enormous paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
For exerting very little energy.
It's like $130 million or something like that.
They say that Logan Paul came in pretty strong, but like couldn't keep it up. He weighs 30-plus pounds more than Floyd Mayweather.
That's one of the reasons they couldn't sanction it. The other is he's a YouTube star.
Right. But that's why people wanted to...
I understand,
Floyd's got his fans, and this guy's got his. After the fight... Floyd said, he's better than I thought he was. I was surprised by him. And Logan Paul said he was going to go home wondering if Floyd had let him survive. It's an honor to grace the ring with him. This is the coolest thing ever. And also, thanks for the money.
Thanks for the millions.
Yeah. All right, Vinny, I'm out of time. What's coming up?
Mom sneaks into her kid's school. Disney has a new adventure and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.